Research has shown over and over that it's so critical that from day one that a teacher becomes the teacher of record in a classroom, that they are prepared to deal with all of the challenges, all of the concerns that students have.
John Diagatti is a state deputy commissioner of higher education. He recently traveled to Buffalo to meet with deans of area colleges, including Canisius, St. Bonaventure, and Buffalo State. State Ed has been working closely with higher ed over the last 2 years, providing some professional development for faculty, staff, and department chairs as they prepare students to pass the new teacher performance assessments. Anyone graduating from college after April 30th in the state will be required to take the new set of teacher certification exams.
And I will just say, you know, the performance assessment is basically, students have always had to take a placement, a student placement. So you're a college student, you need to be able to go into a high school or an elementary school, and you're there for a certain amount of time, and you always had to prepare a lesson plan, you always had to learn how to prepare assessments. What is different now is you're being tested on it and you have to take a videotape of yourself.
It's been a little bit contentious with all of us because of the timeline.
Wendy Patterson is Dean of Education at Buffalo State. Her students will now have to take 4 new certification exams. Higher education is now rushing to make sure their students are ready for this month's deadline for what is known as EdTPA, a student-centered multi-measured assessment.
And that requires a student-teacher to film themselves teaching and to prepare a commentary about what they did to prepare for the lesson, what they did in the lesson, to reflect on assessment of the lesson, and to talk about the instruction for 3 different students.
These new requirements are connected to the Education Department and Board of Regents' desire to change how teachers are evaluated under the Regents' Reform Agenda. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.